Shinlin Beis. We did the Sif Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. We did not do the Mishabur yet. Okay. So the case was a person was in Sif Aleph, that was the case of persons reading this, learning a Sefer, and their Sefer were in scroll form. So it could roll out, one hand could roll out away from the person. He's still holding the other end. And he's sitting on the skufa, which was the doorstep. Mm-hmm. So there people are actually stepping on it. So the concern of the Bizoyan is very great. So we said that even though it's actually on the ground, we're going to allow it to pull it back to him, since he's still holding the other end. In Sif Beis, we talk about a case of a person's reading, he's sitting on the roof reading it, so there's no Bizoyan of the Sefer lying on a place where people are walking. So we said, as long as it doesn't actually touch the ground, then you can pull it back. If it touches the ground, even though he's holding the other ends, so really it's a parallel case to the first Sif. But since the Bizoyan is not as great, we say you leave the Sefer there, just turn it over that the Ksav should be facing towards the wall, and you'll pick it up after Shabbos. So that was Sif Beis. Now Mishabur and Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Ala Gag. Mayar Begakshu Rishis HaYachid. The roof is Rishis HaYachid. Ahayel Afon of Rishis HaRabin. And what was outside of the Gag, beyond the Gag, was Rishis HaRabin. Rishis HaRabin was immediately adjacent to the Rishis HaYachid. Okay. But culturally, Gila Sertfachim at that time, Havia Avramachim Tur. But if when it rolled down, it didn't reach those last 10 Tfachim of the ground, above the ground, so it's called, it's in the air. And that's called Machim Tur. While Kane, Galilee, therefore you're allowed to pull it back. So Yabay said, if it didn't reach a Sertfachim, so you girdle it back. You can roll it back to you. Even if it's in a state of rest, because the wall was at an angle, and therefore it's resting on the wall. But who cares? It's above 10 tefachim. Or if there was some type of a protrusion from the wall, some type of a ledge, that's called aziz, is a ledge. Whether the aziz was four, if the Z was four by four, so it's Rishus HaYachid. It's above 10, it's Rishus HaYachid. So you can pull it back. If it's not four, so it's a Malkum Patur. But either way, Zuntahait, bring it back. Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid. V'chol zeh mutter l'kul yama. This is mutter. Filu b'shar dvorim shenim kizvei kaddish. This het over here is not based on the fact that it's a special het because of the design of kizvei kaddish. This is mutter gomer. Any item. And he had a piece of cloth of silk. So one end rolled away from him. So you can pull it back as long as it's above 10 tefachim. The malam yasar tefachim. Ain shum chashash mishum rishus harabim. It's not rishus harabim. So there's no problem of bringing it back. But if it reached within 10 tefachim of the ground, so it depends. If the item is not in a state of rest, means the wall is straight up and down, so therefore the item is going to be hanging over and it didn't touch the ground, so it's not, so it wasn't knocked by touching the ground, so it's in the air. But if the wall is at a slant, so the item is at rest on the wall, so you have, it's within 10 tefachim of the ground and it's at rest, so it's already sitting, it's already at rest in the Rishus HaRab. Now in Sif Aleph we said, I don't care if that's at rest. But since you're still holding out the other ends, so you're not chayiv because it hasn't totally left its original makom. So we said you're allowed to bring it back. Over here we're going to say no, you can't bring it back. And Sif Aleph, it was on the doorstep where people are mamash walking there. That's mamash a bizoyan. So as long as you have any heter to bring it back, we'll let you bring it back by kitzur kaddish. But over here it's suspended in the air. It's not nobody's walking there where the sefer is. So if it touches the ground. So it's off on the side of the road that's touching the ground. Nobody's walking there. It's right next to that wall of the house. Nobody's walking over there. So if it already touched the ground, already is at rest in the Rishus HaRabim, you can't pull it back. Even though you're holding the other end, I mean, right, it's mutter. The Chazal weren't mat. But if it has not touched, it has not come to rest in the Rishus HaRabim, even though it's in the Rishus HaRabim, it's within 10 tefachim on the ground, but it hasn't rested in the Rishus HaRabim, so then you're allowed to pull it back by Kisvei Kaddish. So you have three madrigas. If it's above 10 tefachim, you can bring it back, even if it's not Kisvei Kaddish, because it hasn't reached Rishus HaRabim at all. If it's within 10 tefachim of the Rishus Rambam, it hasn't rested, so Kisra Kadosh you can bring back, not Kisra Kadosh you can't bring back. If it's rested on the ground, even Kisra Kadosh you can't bring back. The only thing is, you turn it over, it shouldn't be a bizoin. What's called at rest? So the two options. If the wall is straight up and down, the at rest is when it touches the ground. If the wall is at a slant, so it's resting on the wall. So it's considered resting on the wall. And the Mishnah Berurah will deal with, it's true that it's resting on the wall, but is it resting in the Rishus Rabbah? In other words, this wall, which is a slanted wall, is part of the, what is that? Is that part of the Rishus Rabbah or not? So is it called resting in the Rishus Rabbah? It's called resting, but not in the Rishus Rabbah. It's not resting in the Rishus Rabbah, so why it should be mutter to bring it back? The point is, it's at rest in the Rishus Rabbah, you can't bring it back.
So, this is only Midrabanan, right?
Before. This is all Midrabanan.
All this.
Because, correct. All Midrabanan, correct.
Because he was holding it in his hand and it rolled.
So the other end is still attached to the original Rishus.
I'm saying, he never did an Akira. Where was his Akira here?
No, the problem is on the round. The problem is with pulling it back. He's doing it's at, now at rest versus Rabbim. He's bringing it back.
Oh, he's pulling it back. Okay, right. So that's the Akira is from Rishus Rabbim back into Rishus.
But it's not a full Akira because it never really the Sefer didn't really transfer the Rishus Rabbim. It's never really bringing it back. Yeah, but it's Rabbanan. Okay. Imakazul Mashupa, Ratzol Omer. The Oz Havi Kimunach Rosh Echad Al Oritz. It once the Kozel is slanted, so this will be the equivalent of having one end on the ground. So what were Chazal worried about? If you're going to allow him to bring back in this situation, Yesh Chashash, we should be concerned, Shem Yipol Kula Miyadu, Shem, we're going to have the whole thing leave his hand totally, the whole thing will go there, and he'll bring back in that case, and that's at the Raisa. So he said, you're not going to let you bring it back. That concern overrides this semi-bizoin of the Kisra Kodesh. Now, so he said, what are we worried about? We're worried about the other hand's going to leave his hands. Okay, even though it leaves his hands, it's not attached to him, it's still sitting in the Rishus Yachid or the Malkum Tor, right? It's still back up there. So, what are we worried about? It's still like, even though it leaves his hand totally, it's still not at the rice. Or it's like part of the item is above 10 Tvachim, part of the item is below 10 Tvachim. So whether it's he's holding it or not, that's not relevant. So the Echronim asked this question. Or is, why is there a concern over here? So Kiregar says in this case we would look at the part which is there and which is Rav is that it landed there and he would pull it back, he'd be chayiv. Okay. Now Yudal Chinochalov. Badafka, this wall, so how, why is this wall considered that came to rest in Rishus Rabbim? What makes the wall of Rishus Rabbim? Kishur Rabbim Mechatvin Alov, the Rabbim are using, the Magarom says that the Rabbim are actually using the wall to adjust their items, etc. You know, when they're traveling, they'll stop and lean against the wall and adjust their packages. Holov Hachi, Havi Karmelis. So, if it wouldn't be Rabbim Mechatvin Alov, so again, we're talking about within 10 talking about the grounds. So that wall is considered a carmelis. And once it's only a carmelis, given that God the Beyadi, it's still attached to his hand. He's holding on the other end. So these Kisvei Kodesh, which is will be makel to allow the person to bring it back, because you're combining the fact that it's you have two drabonans, it's in a carmelis. And it hasn't totally left your hands, so in case of goodness, you could bring it back. Now the Bir Lochi raises Mochloikus, the Ragamogaram says, from bring it's a toisis that you need Rabbi Mechasin Alov. He brings the Rambana argues that you don't need Rabbi Mechasin Alov. Now even according to Toisus, you have to be Masber, this idea of Rabbi Mechasin Alov. What exactly does it mean? Because the Gemara, we idea we had before Rabbi Mechasin Alov was a very specific case. An Omud, which is 4x4, and it's 9 tefachim high, that's called Rabbi Mechasin Alov. If it's 8 tefachim high, it's not called Rabbi Mechasin Alov, because that's too short for people to use. So this wall, I mean, I understand. You tell me that if you want to use it at the spot, just exactly 9 tefachim above the ground, okay, fine, it's called Rosh Hashanah. But you're telling me that it's, you know, anywhere in that area, it's called Rosh Hashanah. Why is that? So, again, it's a little bit problematic. So, over here in the Moshe of Dirshu, that they raise the question. And that Kreger says that over here, the reality is the airspace of the wall is contiguous with the airspace of the Rosh Hashanah. A. B, part of the wall is actually being used by the Rosh Hashanah. So that will create that the whole wall, at least below 10 Tevachim, will be considered Rosh Hashanah. Whereas the case over there was you had an omen which is freestanding. So it's 8 Tevachim, it's not used by the Rabbim, so what is it? It sort of sets itself off from the Rabbim. But over here, it's not really set off so much. I mean, you know, it's immediately adjacent. It's the airspace is contiguous to it. People could lean into it if they wanted to, etc. So it's because of that. So as long as there's part of it which is used by the Rabbim, the rest of it's considered the Rabbim also.
So if the wall,
we got stuck on this yesterday, this problem. Yeah.
So if the wall is either too short, or sort of then in sort of slowly grades out, is that still considered part of Rishus HaRabim? Even
well, according to this, if it never gets to a, according to Ramban, you don't need it in Mechassan law, period. He just holds the fact that it's adjacent, immediately adjacent, and yes. The airspace is contiguous, mm-hmm. Makes it Rishus HaRabim. Tosfos argues. The Ramban. So Tosfos argues, says, no, you need Rabban Mechassan law. But what Kreger is saying, even according to Tosfos, you're going to have to come on to that Svara of the Ramban, the fact that it's contiguous plays a role. Mm-hmm. That you know but according to us, you have to have at least some, you know, level that's being used for Rabbi Mechassan. So if the angle was such that it wouldn't allow for that, so then that would not be Rishus Rabbim, according to us. So as long as it didn't reach the grounds, you can bring it back. The gap between the end of the sefer and the ground is a hair's breadth, or a needle's breadth. It didn't land. It's hanging in the air. It did not call it a landed. But God, so you can bring it back. But Badafi B'kisei Kodesh Makilin, and this heter is only B'kisei Kodesh, Abashad Devorim. Anything else, Kol Shegiel Avraha, Sarat Tvachim, once it reaches the airspace of the 10th Tvachim of the Rishus HaRabim, we're not making, they said you cannot bring it back in that situation because it's partially Rosh Hashanah. We're saying, well, you might end up have the whole thing go down all the way to the ground and it'll bring it back in that situation. So he said, you know what, stay away. Now, comes along, they argue. They say that this heter, if it didn't land, it didn't land. So we have again, if it's Avra Carmelis, A, and he's holding on to it, B, so those two allow the person to bring it back, which means that not only by Kisvei Kodesh, by anything. So he can bring it back, because the Grocha disagrees at one point. Once it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, it's called that it landed on the ground. So that's true that the definition of hanging can be a hair's breadth. If it comes down to with a hair's breadth of 3 tefachim, so it's not, it didn't land yet. But once it goes below 3 tefachim, the grower holds it, it's considered that it landed.
Because I love it.
It's like a lava type of a swara. It's not exactly lava, but it's along the lines of lava. What
happens if it's a windy day and it's moving around? Let's say it went to 3 tefachim in the ground, but it's moving. It's not standing still. Is that considered a nacha anyway? You know, on a very windy day.
I think according to Gerol, yes.
Really?
According to Gerol, once it's within, at some point during that, you know, there'll be a moment where it's gonna stop flapping, and that one moment.
But this is, it only takes a second to pull it back up too.
You mean to take, if it didn't happen yet? You want to bring him back before that happened?
It's windy. That's why he fell down in the first place. blew out of his hands, and now it's all over the place, and he just pulls it in. There's no enough of that took place, even if it is within three.
It's a good question. Probably right. Probably because we won't be able to. Okay.
The shita of say I'm not saying three, and saying even if it's a needles thing, it may be because as long as it's not on the ground, it's not, maybe they don't consider enough even if it's standing still because it's not munach, it's not really resting. I'm not talking about the ground. I'm talking about the other shita.
I understand.
Yeah.
I mean the concept of three. There's a Gemara in. We had a little before also. We had the case of the Kotzim. You had Kotzim sitting with Shazarabim. If they're less than three Tochim high, they're considered Parish Shazarabim. If they're more than three Tochim high, since people don't walk there, they're not considered Parish Shazarabim anymore. They go, you've got to do either their karmas and welcome tour. So the more in conjunction with that, the more it presents a concept called Arasmichtahi. Arasmichtahi means it's like a thickening of the ground. Within three Tochim of the ground, sometimes the ground is never totally flat. We have our paved ground. Even then, there's up. So within a certain height, up and down, that's called the normal. Mm-hmm. Normal. So anything above, anything below, the more. So that's all called. It's within the regular flow of the ground. So that shear is up to 312. It's not a regular din of lovehood. Normally, is between, you're connecting two items. So you say concept of lovehood. Mm-hmm. Here, not really connecting two items. You're saying that I'm there. Because within three tefachim of the ground is called that it hasn't really left. The same way it has something which is less than three tefachim high, it's still just regular ground.
Isn't it because people are going to walk on it? And it's like part of a shusarabim, it's not separated out? But
well, you find it by other halachas also. You find it by, you can't be mishtabish be'ilan. So you want to sit on a stump. If it's less than three tefachim high, I can sit in it. It's considered part of the ground. It's not considered a stump of a tree. If there's roots which coming out, and the roots are higher than 3 tefachim, I can't sit on them. Some trees have these very strong roots which come out at an angle. Mangroves, they go out like this, right? Above the ground. So if it's above 3 tefachim, I can't sit on those. If it's less than 3 tefachim, I can sit on them.
Why can't you sit on it?
It's going to be mishtamish b'mechubur.
Oh, okay.
Because this you can't use a tree.
And lower than that, it's considered possible.
It's ground. It's not tree. It's ground. Uh-huh. That was other ground. So the concept comes up, it pops up in a lot of areas.
Do we have any concept of? Like,
so also it's also interesting. It comes up in Hilchos Brachos. So if I have if something grows on a tree, so the bracha is eight. The ground is adama. So a banana tree is called adama because each year it regrows from the ground.
Exactly.
Even though it grows very tall. Yeah. What about if I have something which lives from year to year? But it's less than 3 tefachim high. I have a little bush which produces some type of a berry. So it's the bracha, it's a bracha zadama. It's not growing out of the ground every year, it's growing off the tree, but the tree is less than 3 tefachim high. So there's a bir loch over there that says that the minhag is to say adama in that case. Mm-hmm. Because it's growing out of the ground.
You mean like a strawberry?
Strawberry doesn't grow, it's a new vine.
It grows from year to year, I think.
I don't know, but there's certain berries, small berries.
Yeah, it does. It definitely grows from year to year, right? But it's so low, it looks like a vegetable.
I think I read in the Brochos book, the one that's got the pictures on it, around the cover, that that the blueberry plant you make an eitz on.
Yeah.
So the Bir Lochos says the Iker Din is really should make an eitz. He says the minhag is to make a adama. He doesn't know blueberries. He talks about all the types of
blueberries. Blueberries higher. It's not. It's
not.
Oh yeah, it's higher.
Okay.
You never picked blueberries?
Not yet.
Oh. Blueberries unless it's a tree. Yeah.
It's not a tree. It's a bush, but it's a big bush.
I need to get out more. So, is there an idea of Iker and Tuffel in regards to Rishios in terms of if the small part of something is in one Rishios?
No, it's even a minimal amount. I mean, unless it's something which it totally does, doesn't, not significant, but as long as, one part of it's still in that place, it didn't leave yet. Okay, Simon Shinon Gimel, Dinei Zizin, Rishus Rabim, Ubagil Gimel Sifim. So I have a house which is adjacent to Rishus Rabim and, or to a Carmelist, etc. and it has ledges. There's sills which come out of the window sills which come out of the house. There's ledges which come out of the house. So how do I deal with that? Okay, Sif Aleph. Shnei Botim b'Shnei Tzidei Rishus Rabbim. You have two houses across the two sides of Rishus Rabbim. V'heim shal Adam Echad or shal Shnayim ve'Ervu. So they both belong to the same person, or they belong to two people, but they have an Eruv Echatzeir, so allowed to carry from one Rishus Yachid to the other. Because otherwise you can't carry from one Rishus Yachid to the other, because even they're right next to each other, you couldn't carry from one to the other. So im Shnayim Shavim, if they're both of the same height, what the Lizrak Mizel is that you're allowed to throw from one to the other, and it's talking about above 10 Tfachim. So it never travels through the airspace of the Rishus Rabbim. And I'm going from one Rishus HaYachid through a Makom Patur to the other Rishus HaYachid. Is it the eight? Now, but Vimechad Gavoy Mechaver, one is higher than the other. The Chazal made an Issa Darabon and also Lizik Mizel is that you can't throw from one to the other. Because since, now I'm not such a big bucky in throwing things, that's an understatement, but it seems to me it's much easier to throw it and make sure that it lands where it's supposed to go when it's at the same height than when it's a different height. Different height, you have to get it exactly right, otherwise it's going to miss it and go down to the ground. So we're afraid it might end up going down to the ground, and he'll go run down and pick it up out of the ground and bring it back. That'll do it. So that's what we're afraid of. Elam Cain, Heim Klecheris, Ukiyotzebehem, Shemiplu, Yishaveru. Well, worst comes to worst, if he misses, he ain't bringing it back, because it broke. So, if it landed where his other person's standing or wherever we're supposed to land, good. If it missed and hit the ground, it's not relevant anymore. It's broken. So there's no chashash. You might come bring it back. But this iser of higher and lower is talking about what's in between the two is rishus harabim. So, but if what's in between the two is a caramelus, so Chazal did not make a gzeira, because even if, what are you worried about? Can't let him throw, because maybe it'll land. And if it lands, he might bring it back. And if he brings it back, it's only a sister button anyway. So it's gzeira the gzeira, so they didn't ask in that case. So that's a mutter. Zag de Mishnah Brura, Sekot Nalav, Ervu. The below Ervu, if there wasn't, it was two owned by two different houses by two different people, and they not made it, made an Eruvik Hatzeris. You can't carry from one person's property to another person's property without an Ruvik Hatzeris. I feel below half sick Rishus Rabbim Bain Taim Klout. Even if there's no gap at all, we are next door neighbors and we want to throw over my fence to your fence. If we didn't make an Ruvik Hatzeris, we can't do that. Shavim, Rasulam and the Kim and the Jam Shavim, they're both at the same height. In Circle Amin Yodav Lizrika, Shayubal Chayfitz Lamata. The process of throwing will not require too much of an imun of expertise to make sure it doesn't land. It lands where it's supposed to land, but it's at the right height. It's much easier to make sure it goes to the right place. You don't need any imun yadav. You don't need any professional old crafting of where to throw your hand. Or not throw your hand, throw the item. So mutal is right. So you're allowed to throw it. But it's only, like I said before, it's only if it's above 10 tefachim. You're going through the airspace of the Makom Patur, and that's mut. But if he's blowing, he's throwing from one Rishus HaYachid to other Rishus HaYachid through the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim, because it's traveling below a height of 10 tefachim, so that's going to be us. If one is higher than the other, the kaven shegavoy mechaveri, shalit samson yodav is you have to be very, very precise in how you throw. Shin and shemer lo yechaven kolkach, he won't be so precise. The yipolores will fall to the ground, and also the suyo come and he'll run to go get it, and forget he'll carry from the rishus ram back to rishus yach. If it's in a karmelus, the kaven the isra karmelus in elamira bonon. Karma is only the Rabbanan. Look, it's reading Shem Yippos. He was saying, I can't throw because maybe it'll fall. And if it falls, maybe I'll bring it back. And if he brings it back, it's only the Rabbanan anyway. That, you're not worried about such a thing. The having gzera, the gzera, that would be equivalent of making one gzera into one drabanan to protect another drabanan, which in general we don't. There are exceptions, but in general we don't. What's the b'chol gavni? It's mutter in any situation. But I don't feel like I could go. Everyone is one's higher, one's lower. It's mutter. But I'm a poshut the davka b'she'erivu. But you still need a ruvi chaseris. So when he said it's mutter in any which way, he didn't mean to preclude you need a ruvi chaseris. You still need the ruvi chaseris process, otherwise I can't carry from my house to your house. Mm-hmm. That creates this issue which we had last Shabbos. So when the ruvi chaseris of the shul went down, so you couldn't carry inside the towers, because what was ma'ar of the rishuyas together was the eruv chaseris of the shul, which is now irrelevant because you can't say we're all sharing that communal place and we can't carry together to that place. That's not our shared place. So even though I have walls around the Warwick, the eruv chaseris of the town won't help for it. So it has to have its own eruv chaseris in that situation.
For the towers, I understand, but for the
Warwick, you don't need.
Warwick, you don't need because it's different.
Ownership over there, the ownership is one, and I'm renting from them, and they actually store, in a certain sense, items, and they're using all the apartment. They have their refrigerators. They have it's their things which are in the apartments. So it's like one person is making all these places his. So I don't need to look at Sarah's in the situation. Okay. So I had a person came to me after Mincha, not even before Mincha, after Mincha, that he had made a Ruvi Chatzeris, which was good. He had been mezakeh to everybody in the building. He knew to do that. I had some situation with one person didn't do that. That didn't help too much. The problem is it only works for Jew to Jew. For Jew to non-Jew, a Ruvi Chatzeris doesn't work, but you can't ignore the Goy has Rishus there. You have to rent Rishus from him. So he went, he copped that also, and he went to the management, who is authorized really to take care of the, as representative of the community and association, they have a right to rent out the usage of the hallway, etc. Okay, and he said to them that he's coming to them that they should give him permission to carry in the hallways. That's the language that he used. A, and B, he didn't give him any money. So, so he came to me and said, I don't think that's a good lashon. So I've after the chayyim said that's not a good lashon. That's the lashon of being serf of the rishus, not the right to carry. I'm getting rights in the property. There is a because whether matana works or shayla works. So whether it could be shayla works, borrowing it works. Maybe this is getting rishus to use it like shayla. So maybe that was okay. That's an interesting question. The bir halacha brings it, the Mishabur brings it to Machlaikis, and Shartzin says the Makarim is a Rekuvager. If you look at Rekuvager, Rekuvager says clearly it's no good. He brings two possibilities, he says the Maskan is no good. Mishabur also brings he just says it's a Machlaikis. Doesn't go with Rekuvager's Maskana, even though it's Marmakim, it's through Rekuvager. But the Lashon of just Rishus, that was no good. But the question which came up then was, which we'll get to, was does they have a right to store anything, does the manager have a right to store anything in the apartments? So any work that they're doing, they have a right to store their items there. If they're doing work, they don't have to take it out every night. They have a right. That's an automatic right that they have. So is that sufficient? So that was something which I was inclined to say yes then. I'm inclined to actually say no now. But Michelle Samai said it was matter. But that was all decided within 2 minutes worth of just, yeah.
So
that's the payment the big bucks for.
but why in there, if it's a condominium, everybody has co-ownership of the common space. So isn't if your co-ownership it gives you equal rights?
No. Yeah, but the problem is that each person's house is their own private domain. So without having a place where we're going to share, make all of our houses one by committing to all eating together. So now our houses are problematic, and then I can't carry. And we all have rights in the hallway. It's the problem.
You can carry in the hallway if your stuff is in the hallway.
I mean, it's like something which started out in the hallway. The lochas, you're right. The lochas Go back to the case of Chatz of the Gemara. You have five houses opening up into the courtyard. They all have rights to use the courtyard. But they can't carry, you can't carry from your houses to the courtyard. You can't carry it in the courtyard. Anything which started out in the house, you can't carry in the courtyard either. What you are allowed to do is an item which started out in the courtyard at the beginning of Shabbos, you're allowed to move in the courtyard. You can't carry into the house if you can move in the courtyard. So, of course, a person asked me the shaila that their kid likes to take things out into the hallway. You know, so good. So they won't carry in the hallway. You know, problem is their kid has a habit of, you know, opening the door and shoving things out into the hallway. Says, well, that's very nice. So they stay in the hallway. You know, there's no air. There's no air. Ziz, sit base. That odava belim in a kessel, which is a rabbi. It's a board. It's a ledge which sticks out from the wall, and what the area which it's sitting extending out over was, let's say the case was that the Shizu Rabbim went up immediately adjacent to the Shizu Yochid, so this is extending out into above the Shizu Rabbim. Now, as we'll point out, this hetter over here would apply if it's over a Carmelist. It's a Kiddush, even though it's over Shizu Rabbim. Since it's the Malam Me'asar Tfachim, so if it's above 10, so it's not part of the Shizu Rabbim, and it has 4x4. And there's an opening from the house. You can use it from within the house. You can open up the chalon and use it. So it's considered part of that Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And with Shamsul, you're allowed to use it. There were two zizim, and the upper apartment was owned by A and the lower apartment was owned by B. If the upper ziz has the measurements of Rosh Hashanah Yochid above 10 Tvachim, and it's 4x4, so within the Lachas you can't use it. The Bishop Rebbe will point out, just the Jonathan's case, this all time a Kalim was started out in the beginning of Shabbos inside the house. Kalim was started out on the Ziz, beginning of Shabbos, would be Mutter. So why can't they use it? So each one becomes its own rishus, but they're sharing a fairly common space between the two of them. So they get a dinner with chateris that you can't use it until you can't use it. Each one would ask the other one to use, let you create a ruvich chateris. But that, if that's the problem, Kalim started out on the Ziz at the beginning of Shabbos, and what's it to use in that situation? Let's say b'mein b'alyon arba, v'gam ein b'tachton arba, mishamish b'shneim b'chol ha'kosel ad she'asar tvachim atatonim. You can use it. What's the problem? So you get to the last 10 tvachim, which are part of the Shizu Rabbim. You can do whatever you want over it. The lower one was 10, it was 4 tvachim out, and the upper one was much shorter. The lower one was 4 tvachim out, and the elyon was not 4 tvachim. Ein bar arba. So ein mishtamish be'elyon ela keneged chalon b'vad. V'shar aziz shebstein study chalon also mishtamish b'nei shezeh shetachta shecholak rishus la'atzma. So, what's immediately in front of the window, we're going to say that's mutter. We look at that as just like an extension of the window. And everything else which is off to the sides, say they're not part of the window, they're off to the sides. The lower one is a full rishus. This one is not really its own significant rishus. It's, so it becomes like it's perceived to be an extension of that lower rishus, which you may not carry from that lower rishus up to the upper guy because it's different people. So it creates a din of a lack of ruach chetzeris, just by the virtue of the fact that it's a larger, it's a valid, bona fide rishus area. The upper one is not, so it sort of forces its status on the upper rishus also. Let's hold the Mishnah Berurah here. Mm-hmm.